Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Today's show is brought to you by friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sportsbook. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
And hell, everyone, we've got the band back together in more ways than one. My good friend John Cox from the Mississippi Delta, who has been a very much a listening ear for me during this entire Lane Kiffin process. And then, oddly enough, the man that's hired for the job, not many people know him better than John does. Pete Golding, of course, played at Delta State and coached at Delta State. Then we would know would coach under Nick Saban at Alabama. And then, of course, Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. John, it was a big day for Pete earlier this week or last week.
Oh yeah, I mean you as a friend and someone that's I've known Pete since he was 18 years old. I couldn't be happier for the guy. I mean that's what you dream of is if you're going to be a football coach to be able to get a chance to coach at not only an elite program but at an elite level. He's there. I'm so happy for Pete. I mean just personally and professionally, that's just super.
Do you remember when he was committed, played at Delta State, when he committed to Delta State out of Louisiana? What are your thoughts when you reflect on when Pete played at Delta State?
Well, you know, I think it's a little strange to say Pete committed to Delta State. I think, the story goes, and it's been told 1,000 times, and I was fortunate enough to be around it from not only being around the program, living in Cleveland, but doing some media work for them and radio and TV work. Pete came with, Delta State at that time was probably 2 years up from a national championship. Rick Rhodes was our coach. Yeah. And Coach Rhodes, who basically was coming in and trying to see what he could do. Like I said, it's 2 years off a national championship, but a lot of those players were gone, Josh Bright, et cetera. So he had recruited Ryan Barker from Hammond, who was the center, as a center. Well, Ryan, that was the recruit. So Ryan, the story goes, told Coach Rhodes, hey, you don't really want me. You want my quarterback. If I'm coming, you want my quarterback guy named Scott Eister, who went on to rewrite many a record book, left Delta State as the Gulf South Conference's all-time leading passer, maybe number two in Division II, something insane. Scott's a great player, great guy. And anyway, so they bring Scott in. And Rhodes like, we'll take him. He watches it. And Scott was going somewhere else in Louisiana. But then they said at a walk-on day, hey, what about this friend, this third friend of ours, kind of like the three amigos. And, they bring in this 5'9", 160-pound defensive back / wide receiver and that no one wanted. I mean, he was a baseball player, more of a baseball player and football player, but just a great athlete. Ironically, both of Pete's parents played at Delta or went to Delta State. And anyway, they bring him to a trial day, and the story goes that they ran a 40. And Pete, this may be shocking to some. If Pete ever listens, he's going to hit me in the face when I say this. Pete could run. Anyway, but he runs the 40 one time. And the story goes that Rick Rhodes looked over at his coaches and said, whatever money I have left, he has all of it. And it was about $500. And Pete walked on. And that fall came. He actually played his freshman year as a wide receiver, if you remember. And then went on as a 3-year starter, defensive back, great tackler, all conference, all region coach. The rest is history.
What do you remember as when he came to? That's a great story. What do you remember? Because what I remember about Pete is did he play free safety?
He did.
He was just really good. It almost like he found the football. That's kind of like it's really cool to watch him now just evolve into one of the preeminent defensive coordinators, now the head coach at Ole Miss. What do you think he learned when he was at Delta State, playing in front of a, not a big crowd, but playing on a defense like that? And then the second part of that, tell me about that staff whenever he would evolve from player to coach. It's one of the best staffs I've ever heard of in football.
Oh yeah, well, Pete as a player, I mean, you said it best. Some people just know where the ball is going to be. And Pete was always around the ball. There's you could watch him that if the ball was in the air, on the ground or whatever, Pete was there. And the other thing was, I make he's not the biggest guy in the world, certainly wasn't then, but Pete wasn't afraid of contact. Like he liked contact, which is as a person that didn't like contact, I think that's a little weird. But he loved to hit. So he was always around the ball, went on just and as a coach, and I'm sure they loved coaching him because he kind of was the quarterback of the defense back there, calling all the defensive signals and that kind of thing. Now the staff, I mean, Pete's senior year, I guess, at Delta State, maybe his junior year, I have to do the math. But anyway, Ron Roberts, who is now the defensive coordinator at Florida, came on as our defensive coordinator at Delta State. And at some point, and then we had a great run, and then Coach Roberts, Pete left, graduated. We had one more year with Rick Rose, and then when he retired, Ron took over. Pete came as a graduate assistant. Dave Aranda, who is the head coach at Baylor right now, was Ron's first defensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator, I believe maybe Pete's last year, was Mike Bloomgren, who is a former coach at Rice. I believe he's with the Pittsburgh Steelers now. But anyway, he Ron Mike went on, actually was the head offensive coordinator at Stanford after that would be Stanford with a T that went with Andrew Luck. But anyway, then you had at some point on that staff, Carl Scott, who has coached at Alabama and played coached with the Vikings. I'm not 100% sure. He may still be in the NFL. But Carl was a great defensive back coach, and then he and Pete are very tight. And then you also have Jerry Mack, who is the head coach at Kennesaw State right now, who's coached. So he was the on that staff as well as a wide receiver coach. And then Mike Kershaw, of course, who was on that staff, a good friend of ours, Brad, who he's now, I believe he works for Jerry at Kennesaw State. He was a former head coach of Mississippi College till the program folded. Now he's
Was doing really good things.
he was
It's a
you know,
shame they folded the program.
Mike is a great coach, and he I believe he's their general manager at Kennesaw State. I'm sure I'm leaving out people, but it's when you really stop and think about it, I mean, Ron is still like a Ron. They just had an incredible staff. They Ron put that whole staff together as the head coach, and then the band kind of stayed together a little bit at Southeast Louisiana. Pete left at some point, but wow, it's crazy when you think. If you look at my cell phone, it's insane to see the coaches that I have. I mean, I'm not bragging when I say that, but I'm like, wow, all those people were in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's funny, I've had pretty in-depth conversations with folks from the Delta, and we kind of look back and we see all of the different coaches that have coached at Delta State. It is really fascinating. And we haven't even talked about Coach Hudspeth and what he did and his incredible arc all across when he had that run at Lafayette. And it's just fascinating to see. And for people that don't know, Delta State kind of all began with the 2000 national championship. You mentioned Josh Bright, who was a quarterback, and that was such a fun team. And John, as you know, and people don't know, they honored that team this past year, and I can't believe it's been that long since Steve Campbell won that national championship at Delta State. But real quick, before we carry on with Pete, I want to talk, just stay on Delta State just for a minute. Coach Mike Kennison, who serves as director of athletics, who's not only an incredible AD, who's a really good person, someone you and I hold very dear to us, is doing all he can right now because the world of NIL and athletics in college sports is kind of all over the place. And Delta State has always kind of been a linchpin for you and I, and we hope that things continue to go in a positive direction. But I think under the direction, you got Rodney Batts at baseball and so many other vocal figures around Cleveland. I like the future for Delta State, but it's kind of unknown right now.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, it's hard to find a better athletic program historically than what Delta State's had. We just, Division II is a different world now. The world has changed. It changes every day. NIL is a different monster. Back in the day, the Delta State was a transfer portal before the transfer portal was
That's
cool.
right.
And it was, I mean, you people would could leave their Division I school back when you had to sit out. They'd come to Delta State and play and do well. I mean, you can name anyone from, I believe, Blake Barnes, young man's name, who went to Georgia and was from Mississippi, and then numerous players. But Delta State's going to do, I mean, they're going to do the best they can. I mean, everything, you're limited financially, just like anywhere else. I mean, it's the haves and the have-nots, unfortunately. But and we've it's always been that way. But we've managed to do well. Coach Kennison does a great job. Rodney Batts, like you mentioned, Todd Cooley is our coach. I mean, he's a proven winner. He's the all-time winningest coach and continues to win every year. The problem you have at Division II, just quite frankly, is games. Who are you going to play? We don't have the budget to go get in our plane and go play University of Washington. I don't know. We have to play in region. And then I guess the counterpoint to that is you have to talk people into coming to Cleveland, Mississippi to play. And they don't want to do that, especially if they're going to have to play a really good team. And so, I mean, it's just tough. I mean, it really is. I mean, but I mean, you just got to hope. You got to hope the Wild Wild West just becomes the Wild West, and we can kind of level it from the Division One down. But right now, I mean, it's tough. But I mean, Delta State continues to win.
Well, I'll say it again. As long as Mike Kennison, who won a national championship at Delta State, is head baseball coach, and it is the baseball coach that I think of when I think of college football, college baseball, as long as he's in charge, DSU is in a really good spot. Pete Golding was announced as head coach at Ole Miss. It's been a wild ride. We talked about his times at Delta State. John, do you remember when he left Delta State, went to Southeastern, and he got the call from Nick Saban? Do you remember kind of being poking your chest out a little bit, thinking that's a Delta State guy coaching for Nick Saban?
Oh yeah, I can tell you where I was. I actually ran into Pete. Pete married a girl from Cleveland, so of course we see him around town, and that he was, I believe, at UT San Antonio with Frank Wilson. Ironically, Frank's at LSU now. But anyway, and Pete was going. Word on the street was that Pete was going to Ole Miss to join Matt Luke's staff, and so I had occasion to speak with him before that, and I was like, well, go to, as I have a law degree from Ole Miss, I tend to like the school, and I was like, good luck over with my alma mater. And Pete started laughing and said, yeah, I'll call you in a couple of days. And next thing I know, I'm reading on the news that Nick Saban has hired him, and I was like, and this was, Brad, if you remember, this was the run. I mean, Nick was there. I mean, that, and I believe that was when the man that went to Jeremy Pruitt left, and so that
That
freed
when he
up,
took the Tennessee job.
when he took the Tennessee job, that freed up a spot on the staff. And I think Pruitt went on, left the staff before the bowl game because that's what Nick liked to do, except when it was the Ole Miss job. But
Changed his mind the other day on game day.
yeah, except when that's a whole nother subject. And I don't know Nick, and I don't particularly want him to call me. But anyway, they so but they. That's what Jeremy, that freed up a spot. I believe the story. I mean, Pete couldn't coach. He could just be around because of the NCAA rules. And then he went on and joined the staff. And it was just hard for me to believe that the same kid that was the defensive back at Delta State, what seemed like yesterday, was now the co-defensive coordinator, then defensive coordinator for the greatest coach that's ever lived.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
With Venmo Stash, a taco on one hand and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. With Venmo Stash, get up to 5% cash back when you pick a bundle of your favorite brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Hey, it's Lisa Leslie. How did I get here? I prepared for every game and for the years after.
Invest in your future with SPY, the original S&P 500 ETF from State Street, the official ETF partner of the WNBA.
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit statestreet.com/IM for prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hey, it's Chris Kay from Target, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Hit it! Dasher, give me some jingle bells. Dancer, Prancer, let's hear a beat. And mouse chorus! Oh, it's a beautiful job, everybody! All right, now bring it home. Happy holidays, everybody.
If your appliances can't handle the holiday hosting heat, December deal drops at Lowe's makes upgrading easy. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members save an additional $40 on the Whirlpool electric range and the over-the-range microwave. Plus, get up to 60% off select ladders so you can deck all the halls. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
What you can share, I understand there's a ton of confidentiality. I'm not trying to dig into that, but what are some stories that you can share that Pete told you about Nick Saban that's always kind of registered with you? Maybe some inspiration, maybe not so inspiration stories regarding one of the best to ever do it.
I mean, candidly, we didn't really talk about Nick that much, but I mean, I did ask him when he first, I said, well, what's it like? And because right, like him or not, Nick Saban's one of the – I mean, he's no doubt he's the greatest, and you know, it certainly yeah. He knows what he's doing. And he – the best example I heard was I was told, imagine you're the defensive coordinator, and it's 4th-and-1, your team is up by 5, and the other team has the ball on the goal on the 1-yard line getting ready. If they score, they beat you. There's 2 seconds left in the game. And it's like that every moment of the day. And I said, well, that doesn't seem like that's very comfortable. He said, it's not. But it takes – I mean, look, I mean, honestly, I mean, if there was a guy that I wouldn't worry about coaching in, I mean, that's why I'm not really – you know, I'm excited for him at Ole Miss. I mean, Pete has the personality for that. I mean, you got to love ball if you want to do that, and that's what he does. I mean, if you're going to be a coach and you want to coach an elite level, you want to be in elite situations. And you know, that's where he is. But, yeah, I mean, he talks about – I mean, that's the only thing he said about Coach Saban really is that – I mean, I'm sure I would never coach for Nick Saban because I'm not a football coach, so I didn't really have to dive into it and knew he wouldn't give up too much because that's just not how coaches do.
Yeah.
But he was just like, yeah, it's just an intensely, you know – intensely whatever high pressure situation. So
looking at this as a fan, as someone that loves football, that knows far more than the average fan, your overall thoughts on how Keith Carter, Dr. Boyce handle this whole Lane Kiffin situation? As we know, Lane Kiffin's off to LSU and Ole Miss has hired Pete Golding. The entire process, just kind of how everything is encapsulated to you. What are your thoughts?
You know, the situation is broken that you can do it. The rules are just crazy. I mean, I that is the one thing I will agree with the game day people about. But you can't change that. I think Keith and Chancellor Boyce did a spectacular job of keeping the important thing the important thing. The important thing being the program. And the university. I mean, I have 2 sons that go to Ole Miss, Brad, you know that. And I told them we were talking and I said, look, man, I went to sleep the other night, and this is probably pathetic on my part, I'll acknowledge. I was listing football coaches of Ole Miss in my head, kind of like some people count sheep. I was like thinking all the ones I could remember. And I can remember back to Steve Sloan. That's the first one I remember.
Yeah.
But, man, we've had football coaches before Lane Kiffin. We'll have them after it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what Lane did, and I think that it was fun, no doubt. But he's not the coach anymore. He chose that, and we have to move on. And I think Keith did a very good job. It's a tough situation. I mean, you got to. But I also think, and I think hiring Pete tells me that Keith was really comfortable with his next step. And that next step being Pete Golden. And because if it had been my hair's on fire, I'm running around, what do we do now? We're going to the playoffs. You and I would not be talking to each other right now. But it was like, okay, Lane, we want you to be our coach, but if you don't want to be our coach anymore, say you're not, you don't want to be our coach, and that's fine. And when he finally got that answer, we moved very quickly and decisively, and that's all you can ask in a leader. And kudos to Keith, kudos to Chancellor Boyce, and I promise you the sun came up today, and I promise you that we're going to play a playoff game at some point, and that football team's going out there. And flip side of that, yes, this is a red and blue statement. I can also promise you Lane Kiffin will not be at the playoff game.
Yeah.
And you'll have to watch it. And
you
that's
know,
his choice.
You know, that's right. And you know, it went really fast. Whenever I didn't know if it would be Joe Judge or Pete Golden would be the interim. Perfectly fine with Pete and the decision. Not to say that I was surprised. I just didn't see it coming that there would be no interim tag. It was strictly a permanent tag. Not whether or not he'll succeed and not in it. Were you surprised that it was an immediate permanent tag? And what do you think the rationale was that from Keith and Dr. Boyce to even just to forego the interim tag and to give him the immediate head coaching job?
Full disclosure
to everybody out there, John didn't know I was going to ask that question.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, honestly, candidly,
I was
very surprised. I was not surprised that Pete was named. I mean, it had to either be him or Joe Judge, like you said. I was surprised that that the interim tag was not put on. However, that said, that tells me a little bit of the thinking of the university in that if it's honestly, if it's Joe Judge as your interim, you're planning on going through the playoffs and then going through a search. That's what you're telling the world. But when you don't drop an interim tag, you just go straight to the we're naming Pete. Let's ride. That tells me the university A is comfortable with Pete Golding, and B they want continuity, and they realize the key was to keep the staff as best you can. More importantly, to keep the recruits. And I think you saw that. I mean, I saw reports of recruits saying
there's a couple of decommits.
Yeah, and that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you know, you saw the person, you know, by all accounts, the person keeping the staff and the recruits together was Pete. And he's a tireless recruiter. So you say, okay, well, I'm gonna put him in place. I'm eliminating all doubt. You are not going to be able to recruit against the word interim. And so you name him and you ride from there. And look, I mean, Pete's highly respected in the coaching world. And so, you know, not that they won't try to recruit against him and all of that, but at the same time, you trust he can get a staff in. And I mean, the system's in place. And so, yeah, I was surprised. I won't lie, but at the same time, it told me that they feel like that this is not a program. This was not a Lane Kiffin program. This is the University of Mississippi, and we're moving on with our coach, and we expect the same level of success in the future.
Yeah, and also, once again, that's just the university thinking two steps ahead. Once I was able to really think about it, it makes a whole lot of sense because at that point you have to ask yourself, if you're Keith Carter and Dr. Boyce, okay, we've got Pete Golding here. Is there somebody out there that we would hire in a month that's better than him? And if he is better than him, is he so much better that we're going to lose all of this momentum that we have to put all of our eggs with that guy? It almost felt like this was the best door we could take, and we have to take it now, so let's take it. And as you could perfectly said, let's ride. So I agree with you. I was surprised when it happened, but then when I stepped back and looked at it, especially when I drove home and just kind of processed all of this, it absolutely was the right decision. When you look back on the career of Pete Golding, and we hope that it's a very bright one, obviously, at Ole Miss, what do you think about? And when you'll see him on the sideline, and obviously we want him to succeed and we want him to win, but what do you reflect on when you think about the career of Pete Golding?
You know, well, I hope his career continues for a long time. I hope this is the beginning of his career as a head coach. Let me say that. I mean, that's the kid that's living his dream, man. That's he's a undersized defensive back who played Division II football and is a tireless worker, is a great people person who looks up one day and all he's ever wanted to be is a football coach. His dad was one. He gets to be one, and he wakes up one morning and he keeps putting in the work every day, and he is now the head coach of the I didn't see the rankings. He's almost sixth.
Yes.
They're the
Man.
head coach of the number six team in the country, and that's awesome. I mean, that is living proof that a little boy from Hammond, Louisiana, can grow up and and reach literally almost the upper echelons of college football and the football coaching profession. And I'm so happy. I mean, I know that sounds stupid to say, Brad. I readily admit it. I'm not trying to fanboy because I'll probably be in the stands shaking my head, going, "Dear Lord, Petey, what are we doing?" But that said, I'll say it with love because, man, I'm so happy for him. That's so
Yeah,
cool.
he's John Cox. Not only a good friend and incredibly knowledgeable in the world of college football. He's an attorney in the Cleveland, Mississippi area and has practiced there for a number of years. But is a great sounding board for me. We've kind of talked ourselves off the ledge back and forth throughout this entire process, and so happy to be joining. And I'll tell everybody watching. And I was going to say this to John after I stopped the recording, but this was not supposed to be an entire podcast about Pete Golding. It was supposed to be about the end of the year and Lane Kiffin and all that. And it just kind of organically turned into the Pete Golding show because I don't know of anybody that knows him, that I know that knows Pete as well as you do. So it actually worked out well.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and it's fun. I think that's a great way of putting it, Brad. We talked to each other off the ledge a couple of times, and we're out there playing. Was it 3-4-D chess? Brad and I went to like 7-D chess, if that's
Ooh, yeah, it was
possible.
pretty deep.
And but hey, man, like I said, I've seen some really, like you have, I've seen some really bad Ole Miss football, and I am pumped to see some really good Ole Miss football. And I'm excited for my man down there, Pete. I mean, I'm not his best friend by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm blessed to call him a good friend, and let's do it, man.
John, we appreciate it, buddy.
Take care. See you, Brad.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.